We now go to the Technicom guest line, bringing Paul B. and Cardi of ESPN. Paul, what's your reaction to this breaking Kemba news?
Well, it sounds like the Celtics need some size. That's what they traded for, and they got it. And I think Brad Stevens, obviously coaching the team, felt that that was the biggest need and had the chance to make the move as he made the move from coach to president.
It's interesting, too, because
You're a Celtics fan, aren't you, Paul?
Oh, diehard. I mean, everything in my house is green.
Oh, really? I didn't know this, man. Let me ask you.
Meet him or Chloe. It's Uncle P. I know these things about the man.
You guys are tight, man. I feel like the third wheel here on this one. Paul, tell me your thoughts, okay, as a Celtics fan, but also somebody that, you know, you watch Kemba play. Probably be back in New York in high school. It's probably the first time you saw Kemba play. So give me, like, your thoughts on what's happened here with Kemba. Clearly, it's the knee problem that has affected him, right? He's not the same player now because of the knee. Is it that simple, do you think?
I think that, Nate, you combine the two, and you know, you also, as great as a player as he is, you have needs at other positions on the court. And so now you're looking at, okay, who can we move along that still has tremendous value in the game? And Kemba Walker, bad knee and all, still has great value in the game. But for where the Celtics are trying to get to, you know, they needed size, I think, all season. That was evident. And they've got some good size. But I think anytime you make a trade, you want to make sure that whoever you're trading still has value so you can bring in what you want. It looks like the Celtics did that. Pretty good move for Brad Stevens, like right out of the gate, guys. I mean, he didn't waste any time flexing.
He didn't.
Well, he's got a plan, clearly. He executed that one rather quickly. It's Paul B. and Cardi of ESPN with us here on the Technicom guest line. Paul, to college basketball we go. What surprised you more this offseason, Roy Williams' sudden retirement or the fact that Coach K is only going for one more season?
I would say Coach Roy Williams, because I didn't see that coming, guys. I don't know if you did, but I didn't see it coming this particular season. And, you know, sometimes when guys retire after a long and illustrious career, as both of them have had, I mean, Coach K seemed a little bit more thought out, a little bit more planned, and it has a Kobe Bryant-like effect, right? He announces he's going to, you know, retire, and he has one more year to go, and everybody, you know, gets a chance to see him, touch him, and try to beat him. But Roy Williams, you didn't hear anything about it, then all of a sudden it just kind of came out. So I think that one surprised me a little bit more.
Hey, Paul, as a guy that at ESPN covers the college game, but also is the top recruiting guy on the basketball side of things at ESPN, talk to me about what kind of team Duke's going to have next year. Like, what are the chances that he goes out on a very high note, Final Four? Is championship possible? Because you know about these great recruits that they added.
I do. I mean, that's what I do for a living. They've added some really top-notch recruits. First of all, they got some good guys coming back. You got Jeremy Roach. It's nice to have a sophomore point guard leading your team versus a freshman each season. I think that hurts a lot of the blue bloods when you have a freshman point guard leading your team, and then you have more freshmen around them. So Roach there is important. You also have the big fellow in the middle, Mark Williams, size, 7-footer. I thought he really improved this year. So those two pieces, I think, really help a lot. But as far as the freshmen go, you got this young man from Seattle, Paolo Banchero. I mean, he's all of 6'9", but he's a thin and light 6'9", meaning that, you know, doesn't have much body fat. His body is really tight and toned, but he's strong, and he combines that with skill. And I'm talking about face-up skill, back-to-the-basket skill. He's got terrific passing vision, and he'll impact right away. I think the offense will go to him and through him many times. Then you have A.J. Griffin, a 6'6", 6'7", bruising wing. Just one of those guys that you can see finishing plays for Duke this year and could be an excellent defender because of his body. Those two guys are going to do a lot of damage physically and skill-wise. And then a great shooter. Every team needs a shooter. Trevor Keels can knock it down. 6'5 kid out of Paul VI in Virginia. So really, three great pieces and three pieces that are different. You know, one's a forward with an all-star, you know, future in the NBA. Griffin more physically imposing as a small forward, and then Keels as a shooter.
We're talking to Paul Biancardi, ESPN, Charlotte's own Paul Biancardi here on the Mac Attack. You mentioned the term blue bloods in your answer there. In a blue blood program in the news this week, Paul, is Kentucky. There's some talk in the streets that Cal could be eyeing the NBA. Do you buy that he might leave Kentucky? And how bad would it be for the college game if he does leave Kentucky?
Well, there are a lot of job openings. I know that. I mean, I heard T-Bone's name up there for a job. I mean, there's so many openings.
Thank you.
Yeah. There's just so many. This year, and I don't know if it's the post-COVID situation, but as, you know, Carlisle just, you know, decided not to return or wasn't allowed to return, whatever the case may be, you got so many openings this year that I think you're going to hear some names that you normally wouldn't hear, like a John Calipari. He said it over and over again that he's not going to the NBA. You know, Kentucky, I believe, is his last college basketball job. I don't think there's anywhere else to go from his mind. But, you know, guys, the money can change your decision quickly, and the power. If they give someone an enormous amount of money and then the ability to, you know, be involved in trades or be in charge of some sort of operations, it's a tough job. But these college basketball coaches like John Calipari have made their day in the game. So if they go, they're going to get a lot of money, and they'll also get a lot of, you know, power if that's to happen. It would hurt the college game a lot, because I think John has made his name in the college game, and he won a national championship at Kentucky. He put Kentucky back on the map. And it seems like when Blue Bloods, a great Kentucky, Duke, UCLA college basketball seems to be better.
No doubt. And if we go through an off season and we lost Roy and Cal, and then we know Kay's leaving in a year, that hurts the sport of college basketball. Paul, we only got a minute, but I have to ask you this question about the state of the game. Do you fear that the one-time free transfer rule, without having to sit out, and combined with this transfer portal, and I mean 1,600 players I think were in it this year transferring, do you fear this hurts college basketball? We already have kids leaving school real early and not getting to know players. Now you're going to have guys transferring and more roster flux. Do you think this hurts the sport?
I don't think it hurts the sport, no. I think the sport of college basketball is in great shape. Right now it's a little chaotic because the rule got put into effect and guys don't know what to do, so they put their name in the portal, and then they want to see who's going to, you know, recruit them. Oftentimes, a lot of these guys are going to end up going back to where they came from, or they're going to end up going somewhere where they didn't even expect to go that they're not happy with. I think once this levels out and evens out, we won't see this amount of people in the portal. I think we'll get used to it. We'll adapt to it. College coaches will make their situations better for players, so maybe they don't leave. I'm talking about the ones that are not playing. A lot of good reasons to leave college basketball to transfer. There's a lot of good reasons. Right now, I think every kid's doing it because it's fashionable.
All right, Paul. We appreciate you, man. Whether it's hoop season or not, when Bone contacts Uncle Paulie, Paul Biancardi is there for us on the Mac Attack, and we appreciate that. Make sure you check him out at ESPN, and he does the best job of anybody in the country in covering that hoops recruiting. Paul, we appreciate it, man. Have a good summer. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thank you, guys.